The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning. We're going to start it with James this morning, baby. Oh, living in America. Ain't no better place in the world. Piscopo, Morano, Gattulo, Debbie Duhaime on AM 970. The answer. Come on.
Coast to coast. Easy to get.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us here. Oh, love that. Love that. Oh, gets me going.
How much
do you miss James, though? I mean, you know. Rest in peace. Hardest working man in show business right there. 6:06 on AM 970. The Answer with Joe Piscopo. Five Burrows is in the house. Albert's here. And Debbie got a great show for you today. You are here always. It is Friday. You made it to Friday. You made it to Friday. God bless you for that. And we're going into the weekend. It's a Columbus Day weekend. We're going to celebrate Columbus Day in a huge way on Monday. This is going to be great with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. I will be broadcasting from there, from the Columbus Citizens Foundation, right over there on 69th Street on a Monday. And then I'm going to go right from there, right to the parade, walking right onto the street. And we're going to have this huge parade. We invite you to come in. It's really spectacular the way they do it. We will have a huge Mother Cabrini float. Everything that you worry about, everything that you think about, and that is politically incorrect, and you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that, how they try to just grab us by the nose, create the narrative, and say, this is how you should live your life. You know what we do? You know that Italian expression? You put your hand under the chin, go, forget about it. Forget. You know what I'm saying? We're going to just go onward and forward. Columbus Day on Monday, Mother Cabrini float, and we're going to celebrate all the greatness of the Italian-American community. Celebrating, by the way, ethnicity everywhere. And man, I tell you, if it was up to them, up to folks like in City Hall now, or what's happening with the progressive socialist movement in New York and New Jersey and in California and seeping through other states, you know what? We wouldn't even have, there would be no Christianity, in my opinion. No Christianity, really. There's an assault on that. The Italians don't even get thought about. Hey, but we got the fight. We are fighting the fight and onward and forward, as Pop used to say. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, we have Russ Salzberg's on the show. Yankees, man. Yanks are going into the next round of the playoffs. This is with Houston. And so that's going to be interesting to watch. I'm a Yankees fan. Of course, we may be watching the World Series in Italy on our Perillo tour, but we'll be watching the New York Yankees. We'll face the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series. And Al told me that it's better that Houston is in as opposed to Tampa, because they were the tougher team for the Yankees. So that's up tonight in Houston. So we'll follow that as well. You hear all the news about Rudolph Giuliani and the people that he met. Oh, my gosh, in the Ukraine. I'm so sick of hearing the Ukraine. I mean, really. I mean, they won't stop with the Ukraine. The only thing is, we're going to see what exactly happened with these two guys that were arrested on a plane. And, you know, I was going to text Mayor Giuliani. I was going to call. And we put out a call to his office saying, do you want to chat? It's like they're not going to stop with this. Although this comes from U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman, who was a Donald Trump kind of appointment. So So I don't think that this could be a witch hunt if these guys are bad. What maybe it leads to Joe Biden, because no one, all they're doing is talking about, the mainstream media is talking about the Ukraine, and they talk about how now they're going to try to say, I know these guys made a donation to the Donald Trump campaign. It seems like they're going there. I'm going to wait. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to put my faith in U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman. But it's the Southern District of New York, so anything can happen. And then Chuck Schumer already calls for Rudy to testify. Hey, Chuck, why don't you go to Gerald Nadler? Why don't you go to Adam Schiff? Why don't you censure Adam? Say to Nancy Pelosi, your buddy in the House, and say, hey, maybe you should censure Adam Schiff. It's all like this politics for their own party with no thought of how it affects you and I. And it won't stop. Schumer, oh my goodness, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on President Trump's personal lawyer to testify under oath. Well, I don't understand why Adam Schiff is still there and why they don't knock him out of there and why it keeps going on and they won't stop. So having said all that, put that all aside, put the front pages, all the newspaper aside, and let's talk about the president's rally yesterday in Minnesota. You know, I watch these things. I tune in. I start to see these things. And then I go, okay, I got to go to bed because it's always late, right? You got to do that. So I could not stop watching this one last night. The president, not even breathing heavy. And again, let me tell you that this is an objective observation. And remember when I used to say nice things about Barack Obama, how he would run down Air Force One? Remember he would do like a kangaroo. He would put his hands together, his wrists together. You know, his hands are like hanging down. And he could take those Air Force stairs like nobody else, Barack Obama. But it was a nice thing to say about the president. So objectively, this president last night in Minnesota, it's Minnesota, man. Nobody votes. No, they haven't voted for Republicans since 1972. And he goes right into the heart and the heat of the battle right there. It was so wild. And people, 20,000 people showed up, over 20,000. He said 25,000. And then, of course, another 25,000 outside the door, you know. But I couldn't believe I was watching this thing. It was a rock concert. And then he connects with the crowd. So I'm trying to say, okay, I got to go to bed now. I really should try to get this. And I can't turn it off. Because he goes from one thing to the next. He goes off script. He uses some language that's suspect, but he uses it. They love this guy. I've not seen it. It's objective. You have to understand it's an objective observation. But to go into Minnesota, that is just – and then he goes after Ilhan Omar, by the way. He went after her. It was fascinating, and I could see him, and knowing him for 40 years and knowing how he is, how, you know, in on different days and whatnot, Donald J. Trump, you know, Citizen Trump in New York, I've never seen him fired up like this. Fired up, going back in. And I'm telling you, if you're a Republican and you say, go to Minnesota, are you kidding me? He goes there, and he draws almost 25,000 people. And it was exciting to watch. It was just exciting to watch. I've not seen that excitement even when Barack Obama was elected. Remember in Chicago outside? He came out. It wasn't that. It was more exciting in that arena, that Target arena. And Mike Lindell, our buddy, the MyPillow guy, the president gave him a shout out. It was great. He goes, this guy's the best marketer. I see more MyPillow ads. This is the president talking, you know? So it's going to be interesting to watch. Boy, but put your seatbelt on, baby, because you know what? No one's going anywhere. I got news for you. Put your seatbelt on for this ride. It's going to be absolutely fascinating. And it was great to watch. Just as a political junkie, if you will, it was great to see. Alan Tunnelson is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour, founder of Reality Check. We're going to talk about the China trade war and this China versus the NBA. That story is, like, fascinating. I swear to goodness gracious. Jeffrey Lyons will tell you what films you want to see. Our buddy Russ Salzberg again. You know, he's a longtime New York sportscaster. Russ is he's a host of Get a Load of This podcast on the OGPodcastNetwork.com. But he's going to join us, and we're going to talk about the Yankees. Yay! Mike Gallagher will check in. Valerie Smaldone will check in as well. You know Valerie. She's an iconic voice in the New York area on radio and on television. And we are doing the Columbus Day Parade on Monday. She's going to be so. And don't forget, though, her show, Bagels and Broadway. Here's a plug for Valerie. Can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on AM 970 The Answer. And Patrick Wayne. Patrick Wayne is the son of actor John Wayne. How wild is that? Now, our buddy Mike Connors, you know, I always tell you about Mike Connors, Connors and Sullivan. He's the attorney over there. He's the lead attorney over there. He's the host of Ask the lawyer, and he brought in John Wayne, and we're going to talk about the John. He brought in Patrick Wayne, and we're going to talk about the John Wayne Cancer Foundation, and that is in the 9 o'clock hour. And being a survivor, you know, fortunate, I can't believe it. Sometimes you look back and you go, oh, yeah, I had cancer. You know, you say that. You, grace of God, you can live outlive the disease. You really can outlive it. You got to stay with it and outlive the disease and hang in there. So I'm going around and I go, okay, I'm supposed to be at the White House. I'm trying to put my schedule together, which is nuts. So I'm going to the White House like on, I'm supposed to go Wednesday. Now I got nothing, an email. So I call my contact at the White House and just to protect confidences. And I can't find the email from the White House. And I'm going, oh, now did they forget? You know, then I thought everybody else got invited. I didn't get invited. So the White House says, well, it's probably in your junk mail or your spam. And I go, I don't think so. You know, now don't forget, I downloaded a new operating system, which is for Apple, the worst ever. And this is the way Apple holds you hostage to buy a new system, you know. So lo and behold, this is so weird how this happens. And I don't know why it happens. I just happened to, I wasn't even looking for this thing. I just thought, well, I'll go back and I'll find this thing, you know, in my email somewhere. I go in, I'm digging in, and then I find this junk mail is overloaded. So now I try to delete junk mail. Do you ever do that on your phone? You go to, and you go, all the junk, there's hundreds, like 242 junk mail things. And just to make my phone run better, I'm going to delete it, right? So I go to delete it, but I don't hit delete, you know, so it deletes it. By accident, I hit archive, which means it stays on the phone. Now I got, and I do that sound. I archived 242 junk mail things, so now the junk mail is in my archive, which means it's not going away. So now I got to go little by little. I'm deleting. After all this great, I'm rehearsing my show. I'm getting the kids. I'm running around. I have to delete. Oh, please, iPhone, please. So I'm doing it. But don't you know there's a reason for it? Because as I go to delete one thing by another thing, I'm trying to do a group of it's a nightmare. Oh, I see the White House invitation. I see it was there. It did. Apple took it, did not accept it, went into spam or arc, whatever it did. But thank God I didn't press delete because I would have never seen it. So I got this nice invitation. It came in from the White House for the Italian-American. The president is paying tribute to the Prime Minister of Italy. And that's going to be on a Wednesday. We are going down. I know Arthur Idal is going to be down there. Joey Borelli is going to be down there. A lot of folks from the station will be down there. But so I was pleased. So I just went back, and I'll be going down with my big son, Joey. And we're going to go down and support the Italian-American cause in Washington, D.C., you know. And I applaud the president for doing the other president I remember doing this, Ronald Reagan. I told you, the last time when I got invited down to the White House because of an Italian-American thing, it was Ronald Reagan. It was the Great Gipper, man. And I was a Democrat when he invited me down there. So I appreciate when Donald Trump does that. And this will go by the wayside because the Italians are so disrespected. We are keeping our heritage alive with the Columbus Citizens Foundation. A shout out to my boss, Mr. Crowley, and certainly Phil Boyce, our programming guru, for allowing us, because I want to not forget about my heritage, you know. And I don't care if you're Latino, if you're Jewish American, Chinese American. I don't care what you are. You should celebrate that foundation. It's the ethnic. It's the foundation of Greek American. You are the foundation of the United States of America. It's who we are. It's what we are. Coming in here legally, working so hard, going through all the prejudices that we go through, not complaining, not starting legislation, not asking for anything special, not even asking for any entitlements, just working very hard to make this country great. That is my family. That's the Italian-American community. And when I see this president celebrate that, and it's a reception in honor of His Excellency Sergio Mattarella, President of the Italian Republic, and his wife, and we'll be down there Wednesday, and we will be proud. And again, I'm going to be one of many, many, many people. It's not going to be, hey, there's Joe in the crowd. No, I'm just going to go observe it and show my dedication, you know, to the ethnicity, the foundation of this great country. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll broadcast the next day from Washington, D.C. And then we're off and running, and we are going to Italy. So, and again, we're all Americans. We're all in this together. I don't care what your lifestyle is. I really don't care. I don't care what your religion is or not is. I don't care what you are. We're all in this together. And we're going to make, and you hear all the negativity, everything within the political arena now. It's all a takedown to take down the other side. And this is coming from the Democrats against the Republicans. The Republicans, they just got the president, and what he did last night. And I would invite you just to go and see a video of the president. If you didn't check it out in Minnesota, it was inspiring because I've never seen Americans adore a president like President Trump. I'm telling you, and it drives the left crazy. And this is an objective observation, really. I'm not on the inside. Remember when I used to tell you with Frank Sinatra? I would hang out sometimes around Mr. Sinatra like that. Or he allowed me to do that. But I was never on the inside. That's always me. I'm the utility guy on the outside. Oh, who's that? Episcopal? Yeah, leave him. No, it's all right. Let Joe stay there. I'm always on the outside. On the outside, the peripheral, an observer, objective, watching this. But always, in my heart, appreciating the greatness of this country and appreciating you and the hard work that you do. We don't forget about it. And I think we have a president that doesn't forget about you as well. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie Duhaime is out there on a Friday. Good morning, yeah. Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Great. So you're going to the White House. So you found the invitation. That's great. Always look in the junk mail, right, in the archives.
I would have hit delete. Oh, you know, wow. like if I see an Al Cattullo, thing on Twitter, I just delete it. So it's like, No, I don't.
Very nice. I don't do that.
I don't. To Al, who tweets anytime when I want, where I want during
the
show.
Wait till you see the next one. Oh, that's right. You don't follow me.
No, but I'm really good at this tech stuff. I enjoy it. But, man, I hit archive by mistake. That was like a sign to say, wait, you can't do it. You got to listen. You got the invite, man. It's all about Italy. Italy,
man. It's great that you were invited because, remember, you thought you weren't. You're like, wait a minute, they forget me? I mean, I'm Joe Piscopo here, you know, I'm Italian.
I sent the invite to everybody else from the White House, I got mine. I got mine, Joe.
You're like, sorry. I wasn't invited. You were, Lordy. That's a good thing.
Debbie, you and me on the road in Italy with Frankie Five Boroughs. This is going to be great. Frankie, you ready for this or what?
I'm ready, Joe. I'm ready.
We're going to be going. I hope when we leave in the morning on the buses, we'll talk about it, come back. It's not too early. Right, Frank? You know, you'll see to that.
I mean, it can't be any earlier than what we're used to on a normal
bus. Exactly. Could be late. 7 a.m.? Oh, that's fine. We'll be, like, jumping up and down. We'll be fine.
Is that the sad truth? It's like, oh, what time do you want me at? 6:30? Oh,
okay, middle of the day. Problem.
Debbie's out there looking out for you on the road. You're coming back to the boys in a second on AM 970. The Answer at 6:22. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the New England Thruway North, getting up through New Rochelle. It's construction taking two lanes, heading up past exit 16. We're also seeing delays over on 17 eastbound, exit 130A, a disabled vehicle getting down toward Monroe. The inbound side of the GWB up to 10 minutes, Lincoln 15, Holland 15 in from both approaches. 80 eastbound, exit 27, getting out toward Roxbury, a collision taking a lane there. Watch for late-running construction as you head to 46 west, right past Route 3. That's causing delays on 3 west into the 46 merge. And we're also seeing some delays on Route 7 as you get up into North Arlington. It looks like a broken water main to deal with over there. Stop and go traffic as you head over to the eastbound BQE, getting right by the Grand Central with an accident blocking one lane. Partly cloudy today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US Mulo 52 weeks 7/14/19 by UPC MLBO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. My menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats and worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Amberin.
Amberin is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Amberin is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Amberin now, my energy is back, and those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Amberin works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
Relentless, proven, respected. These words describe Anthony Pope, distinguished and renowned trial attorney. Tune into the Joe Piscopo Show for an audience with the Pope each week. Don't miss Mr. Pope's legal expertise and opinions. You'll hear them only on AM 970, The Answer.
For a simple refresh to a complete remodel, start with Lowe's, because we've redesigned our entire wall tile selection to bring you the most on-trend and stylish options, with hundreds of mosaics including modern blacks and blues. Marble mosaics start at just $4.98, and our new white wall tile options feature true white color tile starting at just 15 cents. Finish off your project with a new coat of paint and save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams starting at just $35.98 a gallon. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. Dr. Ed Romano is a friend of the program, friend of the station, and he is the dentist that came up years ago with this cosmetic kind of makeover of your beautiful smile that you want. It is a kind of a makeover. You go in there, you want veneers, right, that make your smile sparkle. Or implants. How about implants? That's just easy. So you don't have to worry about your teeth anymore. It's like so easy to do nowadays because Dr. Ed Romano came up with this concept years ago. So if you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano and his amazing team are committed to providing personalized care, customized treatments, 30 years of experience of his career devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible. And I know that you worry about going to the, oh, Joe, don't talk to me about the dentist. You will love Dr. Ed. I promise you that. Nice guy. Comes in, he makes you feel so comfortable, and all the good folks in Morristown, by the way, at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. You can check out Dr. Romano online at aestheticsmilesnj.com. aestheticsmilesnj.com. Or call Dr. Romano's office today. His whole office is standing by for you. Get the veneers, get the implants. I did all of that. It's just so much easier. Oh my goodness gracious. It's 973-285-5480. If you're thinking about it, please call Dr. Ed Romano. 973-285-5480.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey boy, Frankie B. It's Friday, baby. We made it. We made it. Let's get this morning started with the Four Seasons. I know you're dancing. Here we go. Here we go. Francesco Stephen Castelluccio, still on the road, ripping it up every single day. Frankie Valli, always have such fond memories of Frankie. I remember we were in L.A. together years ago, I told you, man. And, you know, it's so funny when you're in L.A. and you're from the East Coast and you're kind of a New York, Jersey guy or gal, and then you don't really feel comfortable in L.A. You just don't. You never feel comfortable. By the way, beautiful in Los Angeles, beautiful in Beverly Hills. They do everything right. I mean, it's having its problems now under Governor Newsom, certainly, and our hearts go out, especially with the fires that are happening now. But it's like a whole show business thing. And I remember we were out, and I was out and about. I forget where the heck we were, at a comedy club or something. And there was Frankie Valli. And we had met peripherally before, just incidentally we met. And then we hung out for a whole night. I had my night with Frankie Valli. It was great. It's a movie. It was like one of those two Jersey guys walking around Rodeo Drive. I mean, it was hysterical, you know. Immense respect and love for the great Frankie Valli from Newark, New Jersey, baby. Hey, 628 with Joey, and Frankie is here, and Albert's here. Boys, you doing okay, Frankie?
Doing right great, today? Absolutely. Well, happy Friday.
Hey, unbelievable. Albert, you're good. All good to go.
Oh,
to
fantastic. Can't wait. Got new beer to try this weekend. It's going to be great.
Can't wait to see it on Twitter.
Oh, you will. Don't you worry. Well, Joe won't see it, but yeah.
Is that funny, though, only me? This is why. You know, I always tell you there's like kind of a force out there that's running our lives, I think, a
midichlorians.
Little bit.
force.
I don't know what it is. It's like a universal force that kind of – I'm not sure, but I think it seems like that because it's like, why would I – and Frankie, help me out here because you're very matter-of-fact. But I kind of believe in certainly, you know, there's a greater being watching over all of us. So, but I don't want to get dramatic about it. But for me to not define this, I don't want to go back and forth with the White House going, I can't find the invitation. I was Doug Weiner to the White House. I can't – everybody got invited. You know, I didn't get invited. I'm whining. I'm whining to the White House.
All my friends are going to be there.
Okay, Joe, we invited you. Please stop calling us. Stop emailing us. But they got the invitation. Wendy, it's because I have diverticulitis. So I'm on the email. I see junk mail. I go to junk mail. I go to delete it all. By mistake, I hit archive. And it's a good darn thing I did because then on archive, as I had to delete 200 or so emails one by one, I said, oh, look, from the White House. And so I took care of everything. And
boy, but isn't it interesting that anybody else would resend the email? The White House will not resend the email.
Well, it's all security and all.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, let's ask Hillary Clinton. She knows all about that.
How did she do 300?
How did she, on a like your own server?
Good thing I didn't
whatever.
Bleach mine.
Joe's
I did have
just
a
trying
hammer.
To get an invite to the White House. Nope, sorry, we're on lockdown. I apologize. Can't say it.
I bleached it. I hammered it. I had all these 33,000. Can you imagine that? I'm worried about 200. 30, what is it, 33,000, Frankie?
Right.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
The worst is going to be when you show up on Wednesday and they go, Joe Pesci? I'm sorry, who? What?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
And then that's when Joe says to the security guard at the White House, what am I, a clown? Make you laugh?
Mr. Pesci, nice to have you at the White House. My God. Loved you, Goodfellas. You were just great. I'll just say thank you, and I'll just hang there. And then the president will go, we'd like to thank Joe Pesci for coming here today.
When that happens, when somebody says Joe Pesci, do you shrink? Do you, like, get a little smaller? Like, no, I'm not, you know, I'm just.
I would say I don't. Correct them. I don't correct them. I just say thank you. Now, but you have to represent the person that they think you are. And I have to be respectful when they'll say, I told you one time when I was at a car show and they said, hey, wow, you're brilliant. You're the most brilliant guy ever to come out of Saturday Night Live. Can I have your autograph, Mr. Aykroyd? They said that to me. You know? Oh, yeah. So you know what? Now I'm thinking, I'm not, you know, what am I? I'm not Dan Aykroyd. I love Dan, but I'm not Dan. I'm Joe Pesci. Nope, you know what I did?
I'm Joe Pesci.
I think that's I don't know who I am. I signed it. All the very best, warmest personal regards, Dan Aykroyd. I signed Danny's name.
But you know, all right, but that's an honest, at least they got the TV show. They knew where you were on. They just didn't know who you were.
They're watching Ghostbusters saying, he looks so different in person. Hey, oh, man.
He doesn't look like Bill Murray. Not at all. Amazing.
You got to laugh, man. So anyway, yeah, so it all came in, and the Arthur will be there. And so Joey and I are going now. But when I sent the email, when I just went back, you have to reply, and then you have to put, you know, your social in. It's very, very, the security is very tight. I said, who's your guest? And I put it in there. Joey got his, like, in seconds. Then everything started to roll really quickly, you know, because most people are smart enough to find the email from the White House, you know. So, hey, I appreciate them celebrating, bringing in the, you know, this president of Italy there and celebrating the Italian-American cause. And I'm telling you, Ronald Reagan was the last one I remember to do that. Unless I'm mistaken, and somebody will call and correct me if I'm wrong. But when I was down there with Ronald Reagan, and I want to talk about this, I told you this before, and I didn't know I'm a Democrat. And then I saw like Ed Meese come out. I saw Ed Meese walking around. And then I saw Al Haig. I told you guys this. I saw Al Haig. And I'm telling you, even as a Blue Dog Democrat back in the day, and by the way, a diehard Democrat who would always blindly vote Democrat, like you always ask, how do people vote like that today? Because I did the same thing. I did the same exact thing. We were on Saturday Night Live. It was our job to make fun of whoever was in office. And we used to satirize Ronald Reagan. But then I saw Al Haig, and I remember Joey was just born about that time. And I'm going like, you know, I like that. I like this tough guy. I'm thinking to myself, I like this guy who's in charge, man. And then you saw President Reagan, and he just had an aura around him when he went down there. And that really just changed my life, politically, when I met the Gipper. Hey, 6:33 with Joe on the radio. But you can call anytime, 877-970-2999. We'll break down the news as we go through everything today for you. There's a lot to get into. We're going to see about what's going on with this, with these, they're calling them Giuliani associates from the Ukraine. Does this lead to Joe Biden? I'm confused at why we don't concentrate on the Biden thing. Is it illegal? I said it wasn't illegal what Hunter Biden did. But I don't know that. Can you give your kid a job if you're the vice president of the United States and walk away with $1.5 billion from China? No one's touching it. And the president was all over it at the big rally last night. Then he goes like this. He goes, I love your shirts. Cops for Trump. He goes, respectfully, I should call them police officers, is what Donald Trump said from the stage in front of 25,000 people. My father always said, refer to them as police officers, not as cops. But, I mean, he goes, I know, I love you, I support law enforcement. The president goes on and brings them on stage with him. It was great to watch. And he goes, they all got red shirts because the mayor, another weird mayor, another progressive mayor, didn't want the police to support the president. So they got special shirts, red shirts made up that said cops for Trump. Brings them on stage. The president acknowledges the police officers and their families. Thanks, law enforcement. And he goes, hey, you know, I love the shirt, but I think we should get a new shirt. And he said, they said, what's a new shirt? What's a new shirt? And the president goes, where's Hunter? Where's Hunter Biden? Get a T-shirt that says, where's Hunter? That's so true. This guy, do you see, if it was anybody else, the news would track this guy down. I mean, really, if it was a conservative or a Republican, you know, they would track this guy down. They wouldn't let him leave his house, man. So it was fun to watch the president at least have fun with this crazy, crazy situation regarding this false. And by the way, they say impeachment. As the impeachment proceeds, it's not an impeachment. It's an inquiry into an impeachment. This right now is nothing. If they put the House to a vote to impeach, then you'll get into something. And even after that, nothing's going to happen. Ugh, they won't stop. 6:36 with the Joe on the radio. And that's why you see the fervor and the president fight back to the degree. If you think it's too much, does he have a choice? Does he have another choice? 877-970-2999. On our Balance of Nature phone lines. Call anytime. Right now, Big Al has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy presenting a plan to tackle lead exposure throughout New Jersey. The governor announced he wants to swap out all lead service lines in New Jersey within the next decade. He also wants legislation that requires homeowners to check if there is lead in the paint, service lines, plumbing, or soil prior to the sale of a home. The governor says he's working on a plan to have voters decide on a $500 million bond in next year's election to help pay for work to eliminate lead. His comments yesterday come after a task force studied lead and came back with recommendations. The panel says there are water systems that have known or suspected lead lines that service more than half of New Jersey's population. Murphy says this affects all different types of areas in New Jersey. A 6-year-old boy is seriously injured after being picked up and slammed into the ground by a stranger in Queens. The child was sitting on his grandfather's front porch waiting for a pizza delivery in Kew Gardens around 5 p.m. Thursday. Cops say the unprovoked attacker then walked up, grabbed him, and threw him headfirst onto the pavement. Child was rushed to a nearby hospital in serious condition while the suspect was arrested and taken to Jamaica Hospital for evaluation. In sports, Giants overcoming an early 14-0 deficit only to lose 35-14 to the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. Yankees now know who they'll play in the American League Championship Series. They'll face the Astros in a rematch of the 2017 ALCS. Houston topping Tampa Bay 6-1 in Game 5 of their ALDS to advance. The Astros host Game 1 tomorrow. The Devils still winless on the season. They lost 4-3 in a shootout at home to the Oilers. And as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, NC State topping Syracuse 16-10. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. We're going to go to the F train. Delays heading uptown. It's all due to a stalled train. Also, delays on the L train. Let's go out to the Northern State westbound right at 106.7. It's an accident blocking a lane. Traffic is moving slowly eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE moving slowly up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. And then on the BQE east up by the Grand Central, another accident. Problems on the Deegan south getting down toward the 230s. A multi-vehicle accident. Looks like four four cars involved in that one. 80 eastbound exit 27 in Roxbury, a collision. 3 westbound, bumper to bumper into 46. 46 west in Little Falls, it's late running construction. Route 7 as you get through North Arlington and the Kearney area. Watch out for a broken water main. All lanes subject to closure. And if you're heading to the southbound thruway, starting to build at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
When international business disputes arise, you need expertise at your side. ICDR, the International Center for Dispute Resolution, is backed by the American Arbitration Association and is the world's leading provider of cross-border dispute resolution services. Visit ICDR.org.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today, whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration. Impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limo, and Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hey, I got this great book by John Bramnick. It's called Why People Don't Like You that we tell you about. So, and you've been buying it, so we appreciate it. So John said, wow, people are buying my book. It's a great, it's like a rule book. I like a How to Live Your Life by book because it's got everything that you and I should not do that we do. It's called Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick, the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. And he tells you different things that you can do. I love this at a cocktail party or something. You have this book, you have John's book around, and go through these and see how guilty you are on a lot of these things, you know? It's like, here, this is a great one. This is rule number 102 in John Bramnick's book, Why People Don't Like You. It's called Always Leave a Message on the Phone, a short one. I mean, oh my gosh, if I see a long message, I can't even listen. I don't have time to listen. I mean, I'm right or wrong. Just call, you say hi, that's the end of it. Hey, it's Joe. Please call back as soon as you can. Here's one of my favorites. This one really applies to me. Rule 100. If your hands are sweaty, dry them off before you shake my hand. If you sneeze into your hand, please don't shake hands with me. Hello? And then I think John should put a caveat in here, or just have Durasan. You know, so there's a lot of great things. And this one, too. I walk into the sales meeting the other day, Frankie, you know, and I'm with Alan Frank. We better check in with all the fine sales staff that we have. Great group of men and women that Jerry Crowley put together. Doing great. We appreciate them. We respect them. So we go to say hi. I walk in, and I'm up, like, for 2 days, whatever my usual schedule is. And my boss goes, you look tired. So we all cracked up. I said, wait, did you read John Bramnick's book? Here, boss, read Chesto. He goes, no. I know you mean. I meant to say you've been up. He said, did he say that or not, Frank? He was like, you look tired. Remember, and you and
he
I
did going say back that. Yeah.
Thank you. So why people don't like you, people should read this by John Bramnick, and you have these little ditties about that. And then, of course, Jerry did the caveat later. Said, no, you don't look tired. I just know you like, I know you. You seem like you were tired. I said, boss, I am tired. I'm working hard as I can. So check this out. Very
great, though.
Thank you. Or somebody once said to me on the phone, well, it was the end of the day, and really it was 7:30 at night. Oh, you sound tired. You know what? I really am tired, and I'd like to hang up the phone and not talk to you anymore. But John will put it
you
in
look like you need
way.
A beer. How's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's a good one. Why People Don't Like You by John Bravnik. You can order yours at Amazon today.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Oh, man, here we go. The Stones. I love the Stones. How old is Mick Jagger? He's like 70. Is he 74, 76?
He looks tired.
He does look tired.
Keith Richards looks tired.
Yeah, well.
But God bless him. But he's got the last laugh, man.
It's true.
Hear the boys. Hear the boys. Keith Richards, everybody said, oh, this guy's not going to live. And I made a joke. I told you that. It had to be 1984 on Saturday Night Live. I told you this. So I was doing the old man, Mr. Sinatra, and Tim Curry was doing Mick Jagger. And then I said, who's your partner? The one that looks like walking death. We actually said that stuff. Oh, awful, awful thing to say. But meantime, Keith Richards has the last laugh, man. He's playing stadiums across the country and apparently alive and well and doing well, Frankie Five Bros. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. All of the world, actually.
Including the TikTok diner on Route
3. That's right.
You know, Route 3.
I've actually been to that diner. It's a delightful diner. I think it's great food and very
it's so
convenient.
Jersey. It's so Jersey. Why do I remember? Help me out. Somebody will call. I hope I got the name right. Jerry's Diner in Bloomfield? Was it Jerry's Diner? Where my father used to take us, he would take all the kids, Frankie. You know, he had three kids, so every Saturday, he would take one of the kids on one-on-one. How about that? That's a smart idea. That's a great dad, right?
That is
so,
nice, yeah.
So for a couple hours, he would take either my sister Carol, my brother Richie, and I remember that, like, and you felt like, oh, you were top of the world. You know, your pop, one-on-one with your pop, he took you out, right? And I remember we went bowling, just my father and I, think at the Rizzuto Berra Lanes, right? Look at me going back, and then before you were born, Frankie. And then we went to a diner. I believe it was Jerry's. I remember being there just with my dad, one-on-one like that. I think that's why I do that now. It's a great way to keep on his legacy, whether it's in the car, driving around, or taking your child. But now when they get to be teenagers, then they go, oh, well, I have friends. And, you know, that's why I keep having children, Frankie.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Now, the former manager of the TikTok diner actually is in prison now for plotting to kill his uncle. Yep. So it's a very controversial diner as well.
It's so Jersey. You know, you just can't make that.
Still a good diner, though, I must say.
Still a good diner? You mean if you need someone whacked, you can just get
There's actually two TikTok diners. I think it's the same owners. One is here in Manhattan, and one is out there in Jersey. But they're both pretty good. The one in Jersey, I hate to admit, is actually a little bit better than the one here in Manhattan.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it's a great diner. Hey, so Frankie, before we break here and we go in, I want to see what's going on. Mm. All the newspapers, read me, what's the Post saying today?
Well, the Post says Rudy Powell's busted, and then they have a photo of the mayor having lunch with his two associates that were arrested. But the comedic, and you always point out how, you know, if funny's funny, irrespective of the politics.
That's right.
The comedic prize of the day goes to the New York Daily News. Who has the Three Stooges, and then it has Rudy Giuliani, Igor Fruman, and Lev Parnas as Larry, Moe, and Curly of the Three Stooges poking their head through a door. And then it goes on to say Rudy's Kiev cronies tied to Biden caper face election cash rap. Two other men held in funneling funds to pro-Don political group.
How do you? Thanks for keeping the papers closed. I mean, for what it's worth, what's the Times saying about it? Dare I ask?
The Times says two who helped Giuliani go after Trump rivals are arrested by the FBI.
Yeah, so I can't figure out what's going on here. But yeah, see, before we went on the air, I wanted to make sure everything was okay. You're telling me that the U.S. attorney there, Berman, is a Donald Trump appointment? Is that the proper term?
Yeah, he's a Trump appointee. All the U.S. attorneys are, and they're all political appointees. So if they serve at the pleasure of the president, so if the president decided he wanted to remove Jeffrey Berman tomorrow, he could. He could get rid of any of the U.S. attorneys whenever he wanted. Remember when he fired Preet Bharara? And remember, George Bush, there was a little bit of a scandal, but he fired a whole bunch of U.S. attorneys the same day when he was president. But, yeah, they're all political appointees.
So and what's going on in that regard? And walk me through this. I'm just trying to get into the weeds with our intimate hour as we gather around this kitchen table every single morning.
All right, before, so you have
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting into it. Is this good? Bad? Is there
something?
Well,
I mean, it's not good. It's certainly not good for Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. So basically what they're accused of, Joe, is several different campaign finance violations. So they contributed, these guys, $325,000 to a pro-Trump political action committee called America First Action. Now, we know those guys over at America First Action. They're good guys. That's where Sean Spicer works. That's where Linda McMahon works. I think that's where Curtis Ellis works. They basically did it through a shell company called GEP that they said was an energy business. But what the prosecutors and the FBI are alleging is that this wasn't an energy business at all. It was a company in name only designed to funnel money from foreigners to influence American elections. They also schemed to funnel campaign funds. They don't name to a former congressman. Now, they don't name the congressman in the indictment, but the Wall Street Journal, who first broke this story, they've identified the congressman as former Congressman Pete Sessions. And so they funneled this money to Pete Sessions, and then they got Pete Sessions and purportedly Rudy Giuliani to use their influence with President Trump to get him to fire the American ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch.
Right.
She was fired, and then in that call that Trump released with the Ukrainian president, he called her bad news. So they got what they wanted, and prosecutors are alleging this was done at the behest of some powerful people in Ukraine. So apparently also, Igor Fruman was making some additions.
Mr. Fruman! Yes, good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Fruman
calling Mr. Fruman
is accused of twice donating to Congressman Sessions, even though over the legal limit. So he made a donation in the other guy's name. He made a donation in Parnas's name because you're only allowed to give $2,700 to one candidate.
So, again, are they? I'm confused here because everything they go after the president after everything. So why would this guy?
Well, he's not accused. The president's not accused in this indictment of doing anything illegal or wrong at all.
And that's not kind of in the weeds kind of thing going after him. God forbid they should run after Joe Biden. I mean, I want to see what the end game here is, you know, just taking these two guys down. And
well, we'll see. I mean, these guys certainly don't have any association with Biden. They were actually very active with Giuliani in looking for dirt on Joe Biden. So it'll be interesting.
Thanks, Frankie.
Campaign finance charges are not the sexiest political crimes.
Yeah, very good point. And I worry my distrust of the Southern District of New York is formidable. So just ask me. 6:51 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Debbie is out there. It is Friday. It's still dark out there. Please be careful. Debbie, how are we doing traffic wise? Looking light at this point, perhaps?
We've got some action out here already, Joe. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al, and everybody. You mentioned the TikTok Diner. 3 westbound is moving okay, getting out toward the TikTok Diner in Clifton, although it's closed for renovations. But you're going to see some volume here on 3 West, right into that 46 merge, 46 West over in Little Falls. It's late running construction. We're seeing delays as we head to 684 northbound, getting up toward exit 8 in Croton Falls. An accident blocking 2 lanes there. And over on the Taconic South at Miller Hill Road, getting into East Fishkill, a disabled car. Over on the thruway south, exit 12, an accident on your way down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. That's really causing delays in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB about 15 to 20. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel disabled vehicle on 495 by Kennedy Boulevard. So about 30 in at the Lincoln. Holland still about 25 in from both approaches. 80 East, exit 27, a crash over there as well. And we're still seeing some volume on Route 7 in North Arlington with a broken water main. The Deegan is terrible. Southbound into the 230s. That's a 4-car accident. And the southbound side of the Whitestone Expressway getting down toward College Point Boulevard, right into the Van Wecken accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Breezy again today. Sunshine to start will give way to some clouds. It'll be cooler than yesterday, the high 62 to 66. Then mostly cloudy and remaining rather breezy tonight, low 52. Clouds will break for some sun tomorrow with a mild afternoon, the high 69. On Sunday, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, remaining mild, high 67. Maybe some rain late Sunday or Sunday night, especially south of the city. AM 970, The Answer.
Let's do it. So it was great to watch yesterday the President of the United States give Mike Lindell a shout-out. And Mike was so excited, man. I tell you, Mike's a great guy, Mike Lindell. That's why he reaches out to you. He thanks you for making MyPillow the amazing company that it is. Now, it's Friday. You know what you want to do? You want to buy one and get one free. Am I saying for Mike Lindell? Huh? Mike Lindell. And the president goes from in front of 25,000 people in Minnesota. It was just fun to watch. He goes, you know, there's a guy that's the best marketer. I'm taking all that money in our campaign. I'm giving it to Mike Lindell so he could put me on the air as much as he has those MyPillow ads on the air. And Mike waved and the place went crazy. And it was great to see. And I've had the good fortune. We have had the good fortune on the radio station to be a very, very close friends with Mr. Lindell. And I know, and Al and I were here when he started to come up with a deal that he could make give you a great deal. So he gets on his iPhone and he starts coming up with these ideas. So today he's got this buy one, get one free offer on MyPillow. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, but please click on the radio listener specials. You buy one, get one free. Don't have to say any more than that. And also you could pre-order Mike's book there, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. You get $10 off with the promo code AM970 and you get free shipping on your entire order. So 60-day money back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike loves you. This is like a love offer to you for making MyPillow the great company that it is. So buy one, get one free today. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Please go to the radio listener specials. You can also call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. But check out, please, MyPillow.com. Whatever you do, you call, you go online, the promo code is AM970. All right, we got a lot to get into this morning. The calls are coming in. I see your calls. I'm from New Jersey. I say, would you like to call? Let me get my lunch in my paper bag, right? Coffee. Have some coffee. We will go to the calls momentarily when we come back. 877-970-2999. That's on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Alan Tunnelson's going to join us when we come back. He is founder of Reality Check. We're going to check out what's going on with the economy. And, you know, Jeffrey Lyons is with us. Mike Gallagher's on the show. Russ Salzberg on the show. You always at 877-970-2999. You got a long weekend, kid. This is your weekend. You can thank Christopher Columbus for that. Oh, by the way, did you know he discovered America? Oh, look out. Columbus Day weekend. And we are front and center. We'll be broadcasting from the parade live on Monday. It's Murano, Piscopo, Gattulo, and Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.